This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to This Day in Sports History. It's January 22nd, and on this day in 1989, it was Super Bowl 23 as San Francisco and Cincinnati met again in a Super Bowl. These two teams had faced each other 7 years earlier in Super Bowl 16, with the 49ers winning that one. This game was played in Miami and is one of the great ones, ranking number 7 on NFL.com's list of all-time best Super Bowls. But there was a lot going on in Miami in the week leading up to the game that led the NFL to take a hard look at itself and push for social change. Now, since this is a sports-focused podcast, now let's talk about the game first. The game got off to a pretty gruesome start. Both teams suffered game-ending injuries to key players. The 49ers lost offensive tackle Steve Wallace due to a broken ankle on their first offensive series. And a few plays later, the Bengals lost All-Pro defensive lineman Tim Crumry, who shattered two bones in his leg. From that gruesomeness, I will quickly transition to these two fun facts. One, San Francisco's kicker Mike Kofor missed a 19-yard field goal that still stands as the shortest missed field goal in Super Bowl history. And two, for the first time in Super Bowl history, the Niners had a play overturned by replay. But other than that, it was an uneventful first half, with the teams going to the locker room tied at 3. Cincinnati's Stanford Jennings provided the first touchdown of the game at the end of the third quarter, taking a kickoff 93 yards for a touchdown, giving the Bengals a 13-6 lead. It was only the second time in the history of the Super Bowl that a kickoff had been returned for a touchdown. The Niners responded with a Joe Montana to Jerry Rice touchdown early in the fourth quarter to tie the game up. Cincinnati took the lead back after a field goal. Starting what would be their final offensive drive with 3 minutes 10 seconds left on the clock, Joe Cool made his appearance. With the ball sitting on their own 8-yard line and 92 yards to go for the win, Montana walked into the huddle and, sensing some nervousness in his teammates, especially lineman Harris Barton, he looked at Harris and said, "Hey H, look, there's John Candy." The brief, lighthearted moment set nerves at ease a little, and the Niners marched down the field. With 39 seconds left in the game, San Francisco had the ball at the 10-yard line. The call from the sideline was 20 halfback curl X up, and it turned out to be the game winner. Montana dropped back, hit John Taylor on a post route for the score, and the Niners won Super Bowl 23. But now, turning to what happened in the week leading up to the game that nearly caused the NFL to relocate Super Bowl 23 to Tampa. On January 16th, a Miami police officer shot and killed a black motorcyclist and his passenger in an area of Miami known as Overtown. Racial tensions boiled over and riots ensued for the next 2 days. It was the third major race riot in Miami in a decade. It forced the Miami Heat to cancel a game on the 17th, 15 minutes before tip-off, and it made the NFL rethink a few things. Now, there were a few attempts at appeasement, but they came off as hollow. One in the form of two $5,000 scholarships for black youth from a business entity that rakes in billions of dollars each year, and then suggesting a donation of leftover food for the homeless in Miami. The league did cancel its Friday gala, realizing the optics of a $1 million party in a city tearing apart at the seams was not great. But in the weeks and months following the game, there was a renewed effort by the league to elevate black coaches to the head coaching position of an NFL team. And the following year, Oakland hired Art Schell as the first black head coach in the NFL, with several saying that what happened in Miami prior to the Super Bowl provided that catalyst. And in the immediate aftermath of the riots, sports in Miami was also given credit for helping cool the temperature down around the city that week. Not only the Super Bowl game itself, but Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls came to town on the 19th to play in Miami for the first time in the Heat's inaugural season, providing a brief break in the problems that faced the city. What else happened on this day? Well, in 1973, it was the Sunshine Showdown in Kingston, Jamaica, between George Foreman and Joe Frazier. The fight was never in doubt for Foreman, who scored a technical knockout in the second round, earning him the undisputed heavyweight crown. In 2006, Kobe Bryant dropped 81 points against Toronto in a 122-104 win. And in 1927, it was the first live broadcast on the radio of a professional English soccer match as Arsenal played Sheffield United. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.